Hey, this is Shez Kane, and you're listening to Hard, Heavy, and Hair with Pariah Book.
Hard, Heavy, and Hair, badass music for badass listeners.
Britain's Shez Kane is an 80s rock songstress who studied at the feet of Lita Ford and Pat Benatar, but who, through a terrible twist of fate, was frozen in her early 20s in a cryogenic sleep chamber for the last 35 years. Last year in 2020, her long-lost cryo tube was discovered, and Shez was defrosted and awoken by the lead singer of Crazy Licks, just in time to bring the world an album full of much-needed, hopeful, energetic, totally fun 80s hard rock. Snatched up immediately by Frontiers Music, Shez Kane is optimistic and effervescent about her debut solo album in this new era. I talked to Shez, and the day after the following interview, Shez Kane's self-titled debut album charted in the UK. 2 days after that, it landed on the Billboard Hard Music Albums and Top New Artist Album charts in the US, proving that Rip Van Winkle 80s songstress Shez Kane and songwriter Danny Rexon have tapped into a universal desire for fun, light 80s hard rock.
Become a Hard, Heavy, and Hair backstage VIP at patreon.com/pariahrocks.
I'm Pariah Burke. I'm the host of the Hard, Heavy, and Hair show, and I am joined by Shez Kane, powerhouse singer, new solo artist. Welcome to the Hard, Heavy, and Hair show, Shez.
Thank you for having me. Hey, everybody.
I guess first off, I want to ask you about your name. And I know a lot of people mispronounce it with the French pronunciation of Shay, but it's Shez.
Yeah, and it is Shez.
Where does that come from?
So my name has been kind of shortened over the years. So my actual name is Cheryl, which is quite funny because Cheryl is a French name. But everybody pronounces it the non-French way. So they call me Shez and not Shay. So yeah, it's quite random.
Okay. Well, I like it. I like Shez. I like your name.
Oh, thank you.
And your name, Shez Kane, is also the title of your first solo album, which you dropped on March 12th on Frontiers Records.
Yes, very excited. It's mad that my album is called Shez Kane. It's just crazy to see.
Really?
It is. It's mad.
What was it like receiving your CDs in the mail from the label?
Pretty special. I actually did a video on my social media opening and seeing them for the first time. I really wanted to share it with everybody because I knew it would be a very special and emotional moment for me. So yeah, pretty insane seeing that for the first time.
I can imagine. So tell us about the debut album.
Okay, so the debut album is, I feel, a bit of a trip back to the late 80s, early 90s, and trying to bring it back today. So if you're a fan of all the 80s greats like Vixen, a bit of Def Leppard, Robin Beck, all that kind of stuff, it's kind of hitting on that feel, but today, hopefully with a bit of a fresh 2021 feel.
So why does the world need Shez Kane's music? Why do we need your 80s influenced rock?
So I feel like, well, to be honest, when we started doing this idea for this album, I didn't know how it was going to be received to everybody today. I didn't know how it was going to go down, how people would feel about it, because obviously it is hitting on that 80s feel today. But I feel like it's being well received at the moment because everybody has had such a bad year and a bit with COVID. And I feel like there's a lot of bands out there these days that are hitting on a lot of emotions for people. So I feel like this kind of music is now perking everybody's spirits up, and all they want is a bit of fun. So I feel like it's you know, taken away from that doom and gloom of everything that we've gone through this past year. So I'm feeling like it's working. I feel like the 80s is coming back because it was a time for everybody where they all had a lot of fun by the looks of things. I wish I lived through it.
Yeah, it was a good deal of fun, and music was entertaining. There were, you know, there was REM and a few other bands around that were writing songs to think about with social commentary. You know, Genesis had a couple of songs. But the majority of what was popular, you know, in hard rock and pop music, it was just fun. You had a good time. You had a little bit of an escape from it. And yeah, that's what I hear on your album.
That's what people need today, especially at the time that we're going through at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, I can tell you, you know, doing my show, I've gotten all of the music of the last year. How many songs can I play that are politically themed, or, you know, we will get through this? You know, your album is a fresh breath. It's really nice to hear something just fun and good old-fashioned rock and roll that's doesn't make you think about any country's leader. Doesn't make you think about COVID. It's just, you know, music. Sure. It's fun.
This is the kind of music that's got me through this whole pandemic as well. I've been listening to a lot of Def Leppard and that kind of stuff, and it's just picked up my spirits, and I feel like my music is touching on that with people as well. So yay, bring it back, come on.
Yeah, it is great music. And I from what I understand, you worked with somebody who did the production and most of the writing on the album. Who was that?
That was Danny Rexon, frontman of Crazy Licks. And he's done a fantastic job.
How's Danny to work with?
Really, really nice. He's such a great guy, very down to earth. And he obviously found me from my YouTube covers and came up with this whole idea to do this album and found me. And here I am. But he's really cool to work with. It's nice to click with someone. There's nothing worse than working with someone that doesn't have the same vision as you. And he's just been absolutely amazing.
Did you do a lot of co-writing on this, or was it largely Danny's writing? Did you have input?
No, I haven't written anything on the album. The option was there, but everything that Danny sent me was absolutely perfect, and I didn't want to change anything. I was like, I can't, they're too perfect.
Well, his lyrics really fit your voice well, and the music is very tight. I love how you've gone back and used some keyboards, you've used saxophone. You know, it really sounds like a great 80s album, but with modern mixing and technique.
Yeah, definitely. I had goosebumps when I heard the saxophone solo. So the first time, I was like, this is awesome. And my favorite movie is The Lost Boys. So the second I heard it, I was like, oh my God, it's like The Lost Boys.
That is one of my favorites too. And yeah, it reminded me of that scene with... I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but yeah, the sax solo.
Guy. Yeah. With his top off, just going for it. Love it.
Right on. Yeah, that song totally evoked the memory of that in me too. So
that's
kudos on that. So you mentioned that Danny found you through your YouTube channel. For people that don't know, you've done a lot of YouTube cover songs, or you've done a lot of cover songs on YouTube. How, and I guess maybe this is an obvious question, but how has your YouTube work affected your career, other than, you know, being discovered by Danny Rexon?
Well, when it came to doing the YouTube videos, I didn't really think much of it at the time. It was just purely me having a bit of fun, and sometimes I can hear a song and then I think, you know what, I really want to give that a go. It sounds like it'd be a bit of a challenge for me, and I like a challenge. So I just thought I'd start doing some videos and uploading them. I really didn't think much of it. I just thought it'd be a bit of fun, and then I'm really glad that I did do them, because obviously it went on to Danny finding me. So yeah, it's just mad.
What are some of your favorite covers that you've done on YouTube?
One of my absolute favorites has actually been Cry Little Sister from The Lost Boys.
Nice.
Yeah, I loved doing that one. The most challenging, I would say, was Steel Heart, I Will Never Let You Go. Because that one is right up there.
Did you get the scream and the vocal fry before it down?
It took me a while to warm up to that one. That's all I'm going to say. I don't know how he does it. He's just insane. That's such a good song. But when it comes to doing the YouTube covers, I only tend to pick songs that I absolutely love doing. So that I do them for a reason. It's because I've heard them that day and I've fallen in love with the song and just wanted to give it a go.
I don't know if you've ever seen it. There's, and again, I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but there's a singing coach. Her main gig is opera singing. And she does YouTube videos where she analyzes other people's singing and just kind of breaks it down and gives kind of a quickie lesson out of it. And she did one to that Steelheart song.
Oh,
and I
okay.
saw her, she watched this and it was her first time seeing the video. She's recording herself doing the reaction on the video. And she just flips out. She's like, bloody hell, how does he do that?
I can imagine, because I was the same. The first Steelheart song I heard was She's Gone, and I was like, what is that? So I can imagine her reaction was pretty insane. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, I'll see if I can find that video again. It's probably in one of my favorites lists. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, something so cool about seeing people's reactions to things like that.
Have you found any songs really challenging that you wanted to do for YouTube? Maybe something you just couldn't quite nail, or?
I didn't know if I'd be able to nail that one, to be honest. not yet. I feel like everything that I've done, because I feel like that I could get there and do it. But who knows? Maybe an opera song will be very challenging at some point. I could give it a go.
Have you ever sung opera?
I haven't actually sung it properly. I've given it a go, but I don't know. I don't know how I would be with that. Something that I could do in the future, maybe.
Well, I'll keep an eye on your YouTube channel. Maybe we'll see, you know, Shez sings opera.
Yeah, who knows? Anything can happen. The only thing that I don't think I'd ever be able to do is growl. Now, there are some women out there that can growl really bloody well, but I don't think I can do that.
Okay, so getting back to the album, are there any songs on the album that really stand out as favorites of yours? And I like I said, I've heard the album, they're all good. There aren't any throwaway tracks on this album. But are there any that are really favorites of yours?
Yeah, so the opening track of the album, Better Than Love, is my favorite off the album. And the reason why is because it's the first song that I actually demoed for the project. So when Danny contacted me, he asked me if I wanted to demo to see if I was the right fit for the project. And he sent me this song, and it's what made me fall in love with the project. So it's always going to have a very special place in my heart. So Better Than Love.
It's a good song.
Thank you. And it's got the sax solo.
Yep. So you're also one of the front women for Caned, a band you have with your two sisters.
Yeah.
Will Caned continue, or is that on hiatus while you're focusing on the solo album?
At the moment, it's a bit quiet. Obviously, I've been very busy doing the solo stuff, but the plan is that we will all hopefully get back together at some point and do another album. It's been very difficult throughout the pandemic because there's obviously seven of us in the band, and it's been very difficult to get together carry on with a few bits and pieces. But we're hoping that in the future, another album will happen. So yes, we are still together, but it's a bit slow.
Okay, so we're not looking at a Michael Jackson, Jackson 5 scenario with you and Caned.
In what respect?
Michael Jackson broke out of the Jackson 5 into, you know, a solo career, and they carried on their own thing without him.
Well, the plan is that we will do another album. We're just taking each day as it comes, but we are hoping that we can do another one. So yeah, hopefully I can do both.
Can you compare the sound of Shez Caned, the solo artist, with Caned the band?
I feel Caned has a bit more of a modern rock approach, like hitting on a little bit of a hint of Alter Bridge, a hint of Hailstorm, that kind of style. Whereas obviously I feel like the Shez Caned stuff now is really hitting on that infectious 80s feel, but brought back to life today, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's loads of different influences in Kane, because obviously there are like quite a few writers in there that have different influences from everywhere. So it's really hitting on a little bit more of the modern rock style then.
Can you talk a little bit more about how the writing is done? Do you all take a piece of the writing or write certain songs?
So mainly with Kane throughout the years, it's been myself and my two sisters and lead guitarist Harry writing for Kane. I think we collaborated with one or two tracks then on the most recent album with Jack Davis, which is another guitarist in Kane. But the process is that we'll just have an idea. It can be very random. We never plan it out, and we'll just all get together then, and then we'll just all share each other's ideas and then come up with the songs then when we all get together in the studio. So it could just be the fact that Harry's come up with a riff and then we'll all be in the room together and he'll say, what do you think of this? And then one of us will go like, yeah, that's really cool, and then put some lyrics to it. So it's very random, but it works.
Good. Yeah, it does. I'm a fan of Kane as well.
Oh, thank you. We're a little bit different. We're a bit quirky. I love it.
Well, quirky's good.
Yes, quirky's definitely. Good. Normal's boring.
Yes. Got to keep it entertaining.
Exactly.
Now, obviously, you haven't toured your new album yet, and that's all kind of up in the air, but do you have any dates currently lined up, at least tentatively?
Yes. So I have my first gig booked in, only one at the moment, because obviously it's a bit annoying that we can't be out on tour right now. But I have a show booked in Sweden in December, December the 18th.
Oh, wow. Who are you playing with in Sweden? Or do you know yet?
Yes, I'm on the lineup with Crazy Licks, which is really awesome. Crash Diet are on there, Doro, Michael Monroe. So a hell of a lineup.
Oh, wow. Yeah, definitely.
But my first gig as well, I was like, what? Oh my God. But I'm hoping there'll be more gigs coming in as well, depending on how the pandemic all pans out.
So who have you toured with? Or, you know, with Kane, who have you shared the stage with?
Okay, so the first proper tour that we did, European tour we did, was with the House of Lords.
Okay.
And we've toured with Ty Ketto, which was really awesome as well. We've played quite a few festivals with some cool lineups. We've played some festivals in the UK called HRH, Hard Rock Hell, and there's been some really cool lineups there. Lita Ford was on one of them as well, which is really cool. So yeah, just lots of people where you're just starstruck backstage looking at them like, oh my God, am I really here right now?
Did you ask anyone for an autograph or a selfie with you?
I've had a few selfies with people, yeah. I didn't play the gig, but I met Joe Elliott from Def Leppard, and that was a pretty special moment because Def Leppard were my first love to rock music, and I managed to get a picture with him, even though he was a little bit unwell, and I think he just wanted to get in the van and go because he didn't look very good. He had like a drink trying to like obviously soothe his throat or something, and I was like, can I please have a picture? Oh, poor guy.
Well, that's awesome you got to meet him, even though the circumstances weren't fantastic.
Yeah.
So I talked to a lot of musicians, and some of them have been around recording since the 70s and 80s, but others like yourself are what I consider the new generation of rock and roll. I'd like to get your perspective on a couple of things, if I may.
Okay. See how it goes.
Gene Simmons says rock is dead, and he keeps saying this. Alice Cooper.
I've seen that around, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Alice Cooper, before the Grammys happened, said that rock is back to being an outsider. It's hungry, it's dangerous again. What's your take on the current state of rock and roll?
I feel that Gene Simmons is wrong. And I feel like it's definitely slowly creeping back. And I'm hoping that I'm going to be a bit of a part of that bringing it back, because I feel like it's missing. It's been lost for a long time, and people need to wake up to it again, because it's too good to be ignored. So Alice Cooper is right.
Well said.
I'm backing Alice Cooper on that one.
My next question, you entered the music business in the post Napster streaming world. What I'm thinking is, so back in the earlier days, the 70s, the 80s, and you know, even the 90s, you'd make a demo tape or a demo CD, you'd, you know, send it off, you know, to record labels, you'd play gigs and try and get, you know, an A&R person interested, you'd try to make contacts and all that. Nowadays, or, you know, these days you can self-release music, you can put it out through CD Baby or one of these other distro services and get it into iTunes and Spotify and all that by yourself.
Yeah.
And a lot of the older musicians are adapting to that new system, but you kind of came up when the old system was already out of steam, I guess. So I'm wondering what your perspective is on how the music business is these days and how people consume music, and your specific experience in all that.
Okay. So I feel like with Caned, obviously, we've done all self-releases with our music, and we found it very challenging to get our music out there, and we never feel like that we've had the right kind of backing to help us get our music out in the forefront then. And we've had to do everything on social media, so we've worked really hard at trying to get people to our gigs and then turning up at gigs and nobody's turned up. And I do believe that social media is a massive part in it, but if you don't have the right backing, it's quite difficult. So obviously with the Chez Kane project now, I've been signed to Frontiers for my project, and I feel like they've really, really helped get the music out there today as well as me being very online all the time and very social with people. So I do believe that you do need some sort of backing and help, like the good old days, unless you do a silly video that makes you viral. So I think it's become very strange, especially with social media, because you can, the videos that you post these days, some of them don't even get any views, and then you do something really, really random, and then that gets loads of views. So the business has changed massively. But luckily enough, it seems to be working the old-fashioned way for me.
Good. Obviously, your YouTube videos played an important part in, you know, getting to the Chez Kane solo project and working with Danny Rexon and Frontiers. And you were just talking about how, you know, some videos work, some videos don't. Has the reception online been all positive for you, or at least mostly positive from people on YouTube?
Yeah, mostly positive. You're obviously going to get your few people that don't like it, but I completely expect that. I think anybody going into this kind of career has to expect that people will get vocal if they don't like something. As long as it's nicely done, I don't mind being criticized. I completely understand that everybody likes different things. I think the world would be pretty boring if we all like the same thing. But if people get nasty, then I don't like that. I think that's a bit out of order. But yeah, 99%, I would say, has been pretty positive.
How do you deal with the other 1%?
I think I've just learned to laugh it off.
Good.
Yeah. I guess some lovely comments. Before, I used to let it get to me when I was a little bit younger, but the older I'm getting, I just finding it, I don't know, I find it quite funny now.
Well, good.
I think it's the best way to deal with things.
Yeah, that is definitely a good way to deal with it, is laugh it off.
Yeah, you just gotta.
So what does the future hold for Chez Kane?
A tour, hopefully, next. I'd like to get out on tour, obviously, as soon as possible. I think that I would be out on tour now if I could be promoting the album, because it's the fun part for me. I love gigging. And then hopefully later on down the line, get to do another album, maybe, fingers crossed. And hopefully get to do another Caned album, that kind of thing. As long as it's music-based, then I'm very happy. Music is my life. I love singing.
Any interest in going beyond music, acting, or anything like that?
Oh, I don't know whether I'd be a very good actress. Oh, I don't know. Who knows? Whatever I get offered, I'll take it as it comes.
All right. So in the meantime, you know, before your tour starts and before your acting career goes crazy, where can people find you and your music?
Okay, so I'm obviously on loads of social media platforms. I'm on Instagram, Facebook. I've got my YouTube channel. I'm on Twitter now, just recently reactivating my Twitter. I'm not very good with Twitter for some reason. And TikTok I've recently joined as well. I don't know why, but I have. So I'm slowly getting used to that. So you can reach out to me on there. When it comes to getting my music, you can get the CD from the Frontiers Shops, my label, and Amazon. It's on streaming sites, Spotify, that kind of thing. But if anybody has any trouble finding me, just try and find me on Facebook or something, and you can reach out to me on there and I can help where I can.
Okay. And on the Instagram and Twitter and everywhere else, is it at Chez Kane?
I think if you just search Chez Kane, it should come up. This different for each one. So on Facebook, it's / Chez Kane Vocalist, but the actual page is Chez Kane Music. So it's all a bit confusing.
Well, you have a unique name. I think it would be pretty easy to find you through a search.
Hopefully. Please find me.
Well, just in case they can't, I will put links to all of your socials and everything in the show notes on pariahrocks.com for this show.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you very much.
Of course. Chez Kane, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate your time.
Oh, and I really appreciate the help spreading the word. Thank you for the interest in the interview. It's been awesome.
And thank you, and good luck with the album. It's a really good album. I'm a fan of it.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Keep Hard, Heavy, and Hair commercial free by becoming a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/pariahrocks.
Remember, to hear the music discussed in this interview, stream the on-demand Hard, Heavy, and Hair show at pariahrocks.com.
That's PARIAHROCKS.com.
Also hit pariahrocks.com to stream or listen on a radio station near you. The regular 2-hour Hard, Heavy, and Hair show with me, Pariah Burke. Hard, Heavy, and Hair is your weekly dose of hard rock, heavy metal, and hair bands from the 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s, 20-teens, and today, including the latest new releases, your old favorites, and deep cuts and rare hair, along with rock news and trivia.
This has been a Pariah Burke production, copyright 2021, pariahrocks.com. The home of Hard, Heavy, and Hair. Send requests, fan mail, and nude photos to Hard, Heavy, and Hair on pariahrocks.com. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at pariahrocks.